إن الحمد لله وpraise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى نحمده ونستعينه we praise him and we seek his assistance ونستغفره and we seek his forgiveness ونؤمن به and we believe in him ونتوكل عليه and we place our trust upon him ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا we seek the protection of Allah سبحانه وتعالى from the evil within ourselves ومن سيئات أعمالنا from the wickedness of our deeds من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ويبقى لدى الله guide if then they can lead him astray ومن يضلل فلا هادي له Wherever he leads astray, then they can guide him on a straight path. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ I bear witness that he is unworthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ He is the one who has no partner. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is servant and messenger. فَقَدْ قَالَ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ Respected Ulama Kiram, elders, guests from out of town, our respected guests, Hazrat Mulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, Atallah Baqa Kfina, and all those who have taken the trouble to be here, another warm welcome to you. Just to, you know, a feeling you've got to express, you know, it's so gratifying to see the masjid so full. And we are indebted to people like yourselves who have made it such that this magnet has attracted so many people to come to the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the more magnets you are trying to make in the form of your khulafa and those who are following you and those who are the murids, that they will also be magnets in their own centers and inshallah, all connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May we be attracted to that which is good and may we repel those things that are evil. Allah make it a reality. Inshallah, as far as the program for tonight is concerned, we'll be starting off now with the naat from by Ijaz inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a sharaf of our beloved Shaykh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqt, the brave of the door, Azza Shah Hakim, Muhammad Afrata, Nawar Allah Barakadahu, my Shaykh Awal. Azza Tawala Shah, very famous, Tere Ashiko Medina, Tere Ashiko Mimarna. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں
جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کیا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گریا او بکا ہے کبھی گریا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان ناتواں کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری جان ناتواں کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نالہ ندامت میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی مختل کسی اہل دل کی صحبت کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
جزاک اللہ for the beautiful rendering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our living also should be like that. Our death should also be like that. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen. Allah make his reality all the time. The fluctuations of the different kinds of experience that we have. We don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala keep us connected to him. Again, I'll make this request that we need to rectify our intention, that why we are here, so we get maximum benefit. Always this is mentioned, it's repeated for a reason. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Quran, in Tabarak al-Ladhi, that Allah Ta'ala says, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So He may test which one of you are the best in action. So He doesn't look at quantity, He looks at quality. أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Now a little small example we can use, we're living down the coast here, and a lot of sugar cane grows here. And the trucks that carry the cane, they go to the sugar mill. When they go to the sugar mill, they are paid for the sugar cane that they carry. But every truck may not get be paid the same amount of money. Because not on the truckload, if they take a few sticks of sugar cane from there, and they check on the sucrose content. And depending how sweet it is, the sweeter the cane is, the more money that you get. The sweeter our iman is, and the more sincere our ikhlas is, then also the quality of our a'mal will be greater on the weighing on the scale of the day of Qiyamah. Allah gives us the reality from that. Personally, myself, I'm far from it. Make dua to Allah that He may give us that kind of effort, that kind of enthusiasm to continue trying in that particular way. Also, we find, alhamdulillah, He read a beautiful na'at, mashallah. Then you find that in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hassan bin Thabit was a poet. He is known as the Mukhadram poet. A Mukhadram poet is a poet who wrote poetry in Jahiliyyah and in Islam. When he came to Islam, he wrote such poetry defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the same way, we are all blessed with different talents, different abilities. And maybe we got a poor past, another very good past. But khiyarukum fil jahiliyyah, khiyarukum fil Islam. When you make that change and commitment to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same talent Allah ta'ala has given us, we can use it in the right direction. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. And I call upon Mufti Ali, Lord God from Benoni, inshaAllah, to mention, give us some kind of advice.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhi mustafa amma ba'd. Respected, honorable brothers and elders in Islam, in the presence of my honorable and illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasil Ali, I'm just standing here in front of you as a postman trying to pass over whatever we have learned from our illustrious Shaykh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world to become successful. We are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His creation. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see that we are successful. And our success lies in following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the criteria for success at every point in a person's life. During his lifetime, his earthly abode, at the time of death, in the qabr and in the akhirah. Every sunnah is very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we have learned from our illustrious shaykh, and as with the teaching of our illustrious shaykh, to make muzakara of one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before any talk proper. One very, very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to make shukr, to show gratefulness and gratitude and thankfulness. And comes even in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the effect that whoever cannot show greater gratitude towards his fellow man, how will he show gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the entire nights in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that his feet would swell, his Mubarak feet would swell. And Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they would plead with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that why do you exert yourself so much when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already mentioned that لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. It is our cardinal, it is a cardinal aspect of our iman and belief that all anbiya are ma'asum. They are innocent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has safeguarded them and protected them from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, what is mentioned that even as a human being, a human error, that also whether it be in the past, or in the present, or in the future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has overlooked it, then why do you then exert yourself so much? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. If that is the case, that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so benevolent and so gracious and so merciful and so kind, then should I not show some gratefulness? Should I not show gratitude? Should I not be thankful? This is the case of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we said that in every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is every type of benefit and our success at every point in life. So we should also try and bring this quality of making shukr and showing gratitude for all favors which are bestowed upon us, either by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or by our fellow human beings, which ultimately is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you try to enumerate or try to count one of the favors, one of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to do so. That in the plural form, that all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah, Allah is saying ni'mat Allah, that one ni'mat. And these are the teachings of our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib Maddizul Ali. That yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us ni'mat Allah, one ni'mat, one bounty, one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And la tuhsuha in the plural form, that if everybody, all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes together, whether it be man, jinn, malaika, all the creation put together, trying to count one of the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever be able to accomplish the feat. You will never be able to enumerate or to really appreciate or count that favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you just take the one eye that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, then in a split second, how many colors it sees and how it differentiates between what is harmful and what is beneficial. Just one tongue that a person has in the mouth, that how many languages it speaks and how many tastes it can sense. That it can say what is sweet, it can feel what is sweet and what is sour and what is strong and what is spicy. All these things, this one hand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That if you touch something, that this is hot or this is cold or this is harmful or this is prickly or this is smooth. All these feelings in that same sense, all this is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. So when it comes to the aspect of shukr, as with the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib Maddizul Ali, teaches us that there are a few things that we should make shukr for on a daily basis. Amongst those things that we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us wujud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us existence. From non-existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into existence. And over and above that, after bringing us into existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from amongst the most noble of His creations. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, that we have given honor and prestige and a special pedestal to the children, to the offspring of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that is to humankind. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us insan. Over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And wallah, if it wasn't for our shaykh, then where did we ever think of it to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great bounty? Our eyes were closed. Hazrat Mullah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, one of his contemporaries had asked him that we were in the same class, we studied at the same asatiza, we studied the same books in the same era. How is it that you reach the stage where you are, we are just where we are? And then he said that humne kutub bini ke saath kutub bini ki. Kutub with a kaf meaning books. That while researching books, we looked at the kutub, the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while making kutub bini, researching books, we also try to see the ahlullah, those who are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what led them to those high pedestals. So then, nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this favor and this great wealth of iman, which is the criteria for being successful in the akhirah. A person may have done whatever he could have in this world. He may have stayed in prisons for 27 years or even more, and may have done whatever he wanted to, and we could have said whatever we want regarding such people who had spent their whole lives in the service of humanity. But if they went without iman, then alas, they are failures. Did we ever think about it, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with? Over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from amongst the followers of the most noble of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This great position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with was the wish of many Anbiya, that they desired, they were prepared to forsake their messengerhood, their apostleship, just to be from amongst the followers of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without us asking, without any effort on our part, without any intervention from our side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from amongst the followers of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Friends and elders, more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave us birth, most of us, the majority of us, gave us birth in Muslim homes. Had it not been for this, then what would our condition have been? Would we have ever made an effort to look for the truth and to find eternal success and salvation? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without intervention from our part and any contribution from our side, in His infinite wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked us and made us the followers of the ulama of Deoband, the ulama who have rightly guided us to the straight path with moderation, no hulu, no exaggeration to either side. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, through His fadl and the karam, made us see the light through our mashayikh. These are favors that we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Because even following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we want to understand it, then we will have to understand it from those who have already understood it. If we want to become men, then we will have to stay in the company of those who are already men. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about men, rijal, that they were people who had hearts, they were such people who were not beguiled and fooled and were not deceived by business transactions, etc. They were not deceived by the glitter and the glamour of this world. From the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will learn in the company of the mashayikh, like was recited, like was rendered now in the poem, in the rendition before we started. That from them we will understand how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time, a person came into the company of our illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Shah Mawlana Muhammad Akim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, dressed in proper sunnat garb, and he had with him a stick, a walking stick, under which there was a nail. And this was according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in those times, that a person was walking, there was a nail under the stick. If it was something harmful, a scorpion, whatever the case may be, you could have killed it, you could have protected yourself through it. So when he came, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi asked him, what is this? He said, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hakim Sahib, and this is what we will get in the company of the mashayikh. Understanding of deen, where deen may have seemed to have been so difficult to practice upon, then they will make us understand and they will make it not a burden and it will become pleasurable to practice upon deen. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said to him, brother, you are living here in Karachi. And Karachi, wherever you go, it seems like the whole world has come here. You go to the railway station, it's just the crowds and crowds of people go to the airport, go down the roads, go to the bazaars, everywhere. There are only people go on the buses, not even a place to put a foot. And you, with your stick, you are going to hurt somebody. And to hurt somebody is haram. And the person became offended. And he said, yeah, this is the problem with you people, that you don't want to even practice upon sunnah. And he went away. When he left, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said that this person is in great danger. Khair, time passed. After that, another guest came after a few months, after the lapsing of a long period of time. He came this time dressed with a suit and a hat, etc. So to say, in a Western way. And he met Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and after that, he went away. Then Hazrat Mullah Mazhar Sahib Madhazillah Ali asked Hazrat Hakim Sahib, that Abba, do you know who this person is? Said, no, this is the same person who had come that time with that stick, with the nail undead. So if we want to practice upon deen and practice upon sunnah, in this day and age, that also we'll have to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time, a student came to our illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madhazillah Ali, in the Darul Uloom in Azadpur, and he said that, Hazrat, we must practice upon sunnah. And to eat in earthenware and earthen pots, etc. This is the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we shouldn't use this porcelain plates, etc. We should use earthenware. The Hazrat said, and this is our Hazrat, Allah, what wisdom and what love He will teach us. He will show us the way. Did not put him down. Accepted what he said, that yes, what you're saying is definitely true. But from tomorrow, you must not use the latrines and toilets in the madrasa. You go out into the bush. Because in that time there were no toilets like this. Like this, they will make us understand how to practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If a person is ill and he's got a flu or he's got a headache or he's got cholesterol or whatever the case may be, and he decides that I will treat myself, I will take a medical book and see what are the drugs and what are the medications which are used in such illnesses, and now he tries to take that himself, then he should dig his grave first. He will have to go to a doctor, and the doctor will have to administer the medication for him. The doctor will diagnose, the doctor will prescribe. And many a time people with the same ailments come to a physician and different drugs and different medications are prescribed for different individuals. So in the same way, many a time we may seem to have the same spiritual maladies, but when we go to a physician like we have within our midst, then the diagnosis and the prescriptions will be different. If you want to understand how to practice upon deen, and you want to understand how to reform ourselves, and how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is the formula which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, that kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Stay in the company of those who are sadiqeen. And like was mentioned during the course of the day, that sadiqeen in everything. They are truthful in their actions, in their way of life, in everything, in privacy, in public life, in everything. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have with us, like we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. We are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see us successful. But being the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has created us in a way where we have our physical bodies, and in it we have the soul. The physical body being just the vehicle for the movement of the soul and the recognition by one another that this is this person and that is that person. That is why when a person passes away, then we say, whoever it is, Yusuf, Ismail, Muhammad has passed away, the body is still there. The hands are still there, the eyes are still there, the ears are still there, the entire body is still there. But we say Yusuf has passed on. Yusuf, Muhammad has passed on. Ismail, whatever the individual's name may have been, the body is still there, but the soul is gone. And like this body gets sick, and this body suffers from physical ailments, like that of diabetes and heart problems and stroke and cholesterol and blood pressure, whatever the case may be, like that the spirit, the soul also suffers from spiritual maladies. The body has physical ailments, the soul also has ailments. The ailments of the soul, the spiritual ailments, that of pride, of animosity, of jealousy, of hatred, of love of dunya, of love of position, pomp and glory. All these are ailments and sicknesses of the soul. And like a person goes to a doctor, to a physician for the cure and remedy of his outward body, like that we have to go to a physician, to a spiritual physician for the remedy of our spiritual ailments. And as I said, when we go into the company, then with one word, like how Hazrat Wala always gives us the example that a mechanic, he just looks at the exhaust and he can tell you what is the condition of the engine. Whatever the color of the smoke and etc., how much oil, whatever, he can tell you that condition. When we'll come into their presence, then with one word, how they will diagnose and see what is within us and prescribe for us. And in this way we can climb that ladder of success which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires for us. Then we can be successful in this world, in the qabr, and in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. Give me tawfiq, first of all, to realize what I have said. Thereafter, everybody else, because again, as for the teaching of my illustrious Shaykh, that my ears are closest to my mouth, before the words can even emit and come to you, I am addressing myself. Allah bless me with understanding, first of all, to realize what I have said, to practice upon it, and thereafter, everybody else. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
JazakAllah Mufti Ali, a lot of it for that beautiful explanation in terms of the shukr and understanding. While he's speaking, we're just thinking that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, was the same Nabi who tied stones on his stomach because out of hunger. Who was the same Nabi who had tolerated the stoning and toif. That's the Nabi who said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. How much of shukr do we have to make? Allah give us tawfiq to understand and appreciate what He has given us. Really, Allah SWT has given us conveniences which we are lost in. With the conveniences which Allah SWT has given us, we have lost ourselves in it. We make dua to Allah SWT, He doesn't snatch it away from us because of our disobedience. Allah give us tawfiq to turn and use it for His obedience, inshaAllah. Before we carry on, you'll find that this whole program has been structured quite nicely. That alhamdulillah, there's some ta'aleem carrying on even in the work that we do, because you would understand that, you know, when you're small, you just learn Islam is five pillars, and you think it's only those the kalima, the salah, the roza, the hajj, and the zakat that is there. But to understand the completeness of Islam, the completeness of the deen, we find the other day Maulana Nagila Sahib spoke about aqaid. He read to you about aqaid. Then the next part was spoken to you about ibadat. Today we are going to talk about, I think, Mu'amala, the second. I'm talking about Mu'ashara today, inshallah, to decide from the notes that have been provided to us. A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qala ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkulu fi silmi kafa, wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan, innahu lakum aduwwu mubin. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, enter into Islam and submission completely, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. Surely he is your open enemy. This verse commands us to enter into complete Islam. This means that we should accept every law and adopt it practically. By adopting any other path, we will be following the path of Shaitan. Islam refers to a complete system of life, which has been mentioned in Quran and Sunnah. This includes aqaid, or beliefs, ibadat, formal acts of worship, mu'amalat, our dealings, mu'asharat, social etiquette, and akhlaq, character. When all of these are found within a person, his Islam will then be complete. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi writes, a comprehensive study of the Quran and Hadith clearly shows that the Sharia, the divine law, has established a very lofty system of life in which no facet of man's behavior, attitudes and actions will cause the slightest difficulty, inconvenience, harm, displeasure and ill feeling to another fellow human being. One's behavior should not be a cause of worry or confusion to anyone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not confine his attitude and behavior to only his own statements and acts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not confine his attitude and behavior to only his own statements and acts. But whenever any amongst his close companions displayed the slightest neglect in this manner, he would compel them to observe the correct behavior. In fact, the secret underlying the beautiful conduct with people is to save them from the inconvenience and annoyance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summed up this lofty concept of behavior and conduct most beautifully and comprehensively in the following hadith. The true Muslim is he from whose tongue and hand Muslims are saved. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisani wa yadihi. Any act which cause inconvenience, annoyance or difficulty is an act of misbehavior, even though outwardly it may be financial aid, physical aid or respect according to general custom. Comfort is the soul of good character. Comfort is the soul of good character, and this has priority over service, which is in fact the outer shell. The shell minus the kernel is obviously useless. Although the department of Mu'ashara, of social etiquette, comes after the department of beliefs and compulsory acts of worship, the Safail and Ibadat, since a rupture in beliefs and acts of worship brings about personal harm, while a rupture in Mu'ashara results in harm to others, the latter will enjoy superiority to the former too from this angle. However, as far as optional, there's nafil acts of Ibadah are concerned, Mu'ashara has greater emphasis in all respects. Thus the condition of two women was explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was engaging in abundant optional salah, fasting, zikr, etc., but caused difficulty to her neighbors, whilst the other refrained from causing harm, although she did not engage in much optional acts of worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the first as an inmate of hell, and the second as an inmate of paradise. The need for proper observance of Mu'ashara is of greater importance than Mu'amalat, the business dealings. Rectitude in Mu'amalat ensures the protection of material wealth, while beautiful conduct ensures the protection of the hearts of Muslims. I'll read it again. Rectitude in Mu'amalat ensures the protection of material wealth, while beautiful conduct ensures the protection of the hearts of Muslims. It is obvious that the rank of the heart is greater than that of material wealth. Mu'asharat is the protection of the honor and reputation of others till the day of judgment. The honor and reputation of the believers has been decreed sacred. This sanctity cannot be equaled. Islamic Mu'ashara has no parallel. There is no need for Muslims to emulate the conduct of others. The Islamic teaching of Mu'ashara inculcates humility in men. Without humility, sympathy for the creation and unity are not possible. The ways of the non-Muslims are governed by many rules and restrictions. They are supposed to be liberal and they always proclaim the slogan of freedom. But in actual fact, they are fettered to numerous restrictions in both dress and eating habits and style. Ours is a way of simplicity. There is great blessing as well as sweetness and comfort in simplicity. While everyone desires simplicity and a simple lifestyle, pride and the thought of disgrace prevent them from adopting a simple conduct of life. Despite the great importance of Mu'ashara, numerous people amongst the general masses and some among the scholars offer extreme little attention to it for practical purposes. Even those who give practical expression refrain from instructing others. If people practice on these teachings, the pleasure of Jannah will be experienced right here on earth. Mu'ashara is an inseparable part of Islam. A perfect Muslim will therefore be one who adopts all the branches of deen. In all aspects, he has to behave as a Muslim. There has to be no resemblance with disbelievers. Just as salah and fasting is compulsory, so too is Mu'ashara. Nowadays, it is not even considered part of deen, whereas many verses and chapters of ahadith have been compiled in the sphere of life. The etiquettes of Mu'ashara are disappearing day by day, although these are natural things. But rectitude has in fact vanished from the hearts of people. A greater evil is the laxity of attitude. The capacity to ponder and reflect is absent. If Muslims contemplate, their gaze will reach all sides. Islam has explained how a person must live with others. Rights of parents, children, spouses, neighbors, in-laws, family members, teachers, students, trains, etc., have all been explained. It is necessary for every person to find out the rights of others on him. He must then endeavor to fulfill the rights of all concerned. As for his own rights, he should not demand them, but rather make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fulfillment of these rights. Study the kitab Adab al-Mu'asharat of Hazrat Mawlana al-Shafi'i Thani rahmatullahi alayhi and implement these teachings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to practice on the whole of Islam. Ameen. Next, we'll call upon this now Hazrat Mawlana inshaAllah. Just a reminder, after Mawlana's talk, all those brothers who want to take bayat, they can do so after the bayan and before the dua inshaAllah. All those brothers who want to take bayat, they can do so after the bayan and before the dua inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mawlana is here. And he's, Allah Ta'ala has really blessed him. He's got this ability to explain complex teachings of deen with the beautiful analogies to make it so simple to understand. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Mufti Ali was talking about the soul. You know, sometimes you wonder about how the soul is going to move. And I remember Mawlana giving this example in one of his bayans. He said if you're going to Makkah, then you take your car from here to the airport, and from the airport the bus takes you to the plane, and from there the plane takes you to the other country, and your vehicle stayed here, the bus stayed in the airport, the aeroplane went to the other airport, but you continued on the journey. So your soul like that came from Alame Arwah, and then you went, and you're in the dunya. After that you are placed in the grave, and your soul continues with this journey. And many other very complex things with beautiful analogies from real life situations. Mawlana explains so beautifully, it's so wonderful to understand. And anyway, he talks to you about finding pleasure in ibadah, you know, real pleasure in ibadah. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Bilal, Ya Bilal, arihna bis salah, let us give us that peace, relaxation through salah. And Mawlana talks about ibadah such that when he talks to you about it, that you feel, you know, I'm enjoying this here. There's pleasure in these things. And real nafrat, and to stay far from those things that are haram, rather say less, and get Mawlana to speak more inshallah, to your benefit.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى صدق الله العظيم. First things first, we'll translate the beautiful poem of our Shaykh. I don't know whether it appeals to others, but to me the enjoyment I get, the release I get, the benefit I get from Hazrat's Kalam, it's difficult for me to stay without it. And it was rendered so beautifully by Ajaz that many of us perhaps have not understood, And also perhaps we have understood the language, but we haven't understood the meaning. That is also very, very important. Allah has been very kind and blessed me with about 20 years in the company of our Shaykh. And Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me with very, very close moments with Hazrat, which I hope by Allah's fazl that I manage to somewhat understand the mizaj, the nature of Hazrat. And what Hazrat is meaning in his kalam, that is a hope that I have understood it. Like for example, a person is an apprentice and is working with a plumber, with an electrician. Over the years he's working, and the plumber also in their terminology, electrician also, he'll say, bring me that female socket, or bring me the male socket. Now somebody who didn't, he's not an apprentice. He came first day there, and he thought he's going to learn plumbing, and he's going to learn electrical work. And he's hearing here about female socket and male socket. He say, where am I? What's happening here? So until we don't understand the terminology, we don't get the right meaning. So therefore it's absolutely essential. And from here understand the whole of deen. We can only understand deen from our elders, who understood it from their elders, not who read it in kitabs, who lived and saw, understand deen, and the knowledge of deen are two separate things. Knowledge of deen, you can get kitabs, internet today, you can get all the knowledge. But deen is the practical expression of that. Like for example, namaz, all the masail of namaz you'll get in kitab. But to see that person making namaz, and that quality of namaz, that is what is called deen. Where the deen is in that in the life of that person. Namaz is in that life. And what quality and what type of namaz, this you cannot get in kitabs. So therefore that sohbat, our deen also you can only get from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And we can only get to the Sahaba from our asatiza and their asatiza. Today this idea of learning, becoming an alim on the internet, online alim also. You can't become an alim online. You can get the knowledge perhaps. But an alim you cannot become online. That you have to have that company. So anyway, tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna. To live amongst your lovers and to die amongst your lovers. Now what does this mean? That to live amongst your lovers, that we can understand. To die amongst your lovers, that you go there and you die. It means you give your whole life. To live amongst the lovers of Allah in all aspects, your whole living. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna. It is only this way possible to pass this way to reach Allah, which is called suluk. Suluk is called tasawwuf. In Arabic, suluk is a common word, and suluk is to walk. The person who is the salik, the murid, he is walking. And our marhum Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib Bayat Rahmatullah Alayh used to say very nicely, Bayat hoke bait mat jana. After you come, become Bayat, you sit down. You don't do anything. No contact with the Shaykh, no zikr, no nothing. You're not walking, you must walk. And as you walk, you'll need directions. Today you phone up, I'm here, what must I do now? Where must I turn? So you need your Shaykh. Contact your Shaykh. I'm at this stage now. What must I do now here? In this way then you'll walk on the right. Perhaps you took a wrong turn. And you are making lot mujahada. But you took the wrong turn. Where are you going to land up? So to live and die amongst the lovers of Allah. And this is the only way to reach Allah. Kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Yeah, also we'll take the literal meanings usually. That sometimes to make sabar, sometimes to make shukar. But Hazrat, his whole life was on this. What does sabar mean? When the temptations of guna come. To al-kaffu anil hawa. To control yourself. That is sabar. Shukar, you make your ibadah. You make your tahajjud, make shukr to Allah for that. So both the things, the positive and the negative must be there. Stay away from the negative and do the positive. So this is that how you'll reach Allah. Temptations are going to come in your life. And those people are big liars and frauds who say that for us women mean nothing. They're just like a stick to us. If a butter doesn't melt in front of fire, then it's not butter. It can look like butter, but it's something else. If a man, even 90-year-old man, if he doesn't melt in front of a woman, though he's colder than a deep freeze, but his thoughts are still very, 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 very strong. So even he, so this that you, Shariat is for this reason. All the laws of parda and hijab so that you get saved. Otherwise, why did Allah make all these laws? Who knows us better, we or our maker? Therefore, Allah made these laws of Sharia. So therefore, don't try and bluff yourself and bluff others that for me, I speak with human, nothing happens to me. I don't feel anything. I don't know you people, why always you just behind us and you say that you'll get the influence, you'll do this. We whole day in the offices, we're talking with the woman. Perhaps you are no more left as a man. You are some other species. That if you don't have any desire or any feeling, you're somebody else. And don't think that you're a big Shaykhul Hadith, big Maulana, big Hazratji, and you haven't got feelings. Everyone has got. And therefore, the laws, distance yourself from women. And don't just associate with them. Therefore, these laws are there, and they are not there only for the youngsters. They are here for everyone. So in this temptations come, then control yourself also. And when Allah give you tawfiq of his ibadat, make shukr. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. To live in your pleasure, to die in your pleasure. Again the same thing, that when to live in your pleasure, to fulfill your commands. All what Allah has commanded us to do, you enjoy your hajj, you enjoy Muzdalifah, you enjoy Mina, you enjoy Arafah, make shukr to Allah. Then temptations of guna also came. You on the airplane, the old air hostess, and how she was carrying on and how she looked also. And now the temptation. Now at that time, you must die. That means don't take any enjoyment. Don't look at her. Don't unnecessarily speak to her. Control yourself. So both these things will go together.
Meri abdiyat pe ya rab ye hai tera fazal karna.
And ya Allah, I'm just a slave. I'm just a mortal. I am nothing. But when you give me the tawfiq of getting up for tahajjud, crying in front of you, making that zikr and that, and enjoying it, you have been kind to me. And when you have saved me from guna, you have showed your kindness. It's not I saved myself. I'm just a slave. I got no power. I'm a slave. You control me. You gave me this. So to make shukr and to understand that we are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Never would your ibadat get a holier than thou attitude. You saved yourself from guna. 5 years, 10 years, you're getting up for tahajjud. Never have a holier than thou attitude. Make shukr to Allah. Remember, you are just a slave. Allah has been kind to you, and He has granted you. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki adat. This is the condition of the true lovers of Allah. No holier than thou attitude. Not that I'm somebody very pious, and you people are big sinners and that. No, the lovers of Allah make shukr to Allah. And the person who makes shukr, pride will never come in that person. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward him. In reunion I asked Hazrat, that remedy of pride, on a certain point I asked, Hazrat said, very easy, make shukr. Takabbur, pride, takes you further from Allah. The shakur, to make shukr, takes you closer to Allah. And both these things, to go further from Allah and to go closer to Allah, cannot be in one person at the same time. It's impossible, it can't be. So when you feel takabbur, make tashakkur. And then Allah blessed me with a deeper understanding of Hazrat's words, that you must make takabbur. What is it? I did it, I achieved it. And you didn't. Allah gave you the tawfiq. So you are claiming plagiarism. You're claiming something which doesn't belong to you. That I did it. You didn't do it, Allah. So make shukr to Allah. So in that way, that ana of yours will be destroyed. That I didn't do it, Allah gave. So make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So shukr is a simple answer and solution for the takabbur.
یہی عشق کی علامت ہے کبھی گریہ و بکا ہے
kabhi aah sard hai. Sometimes you are crying to Allah, you are enjoying the positive ibadat, and sometimes you are taking the deep sigh that what a life I lead, what gunas I made. If Allah have to open my sins, what will happen to me? As somebody has said very beautifully, every sinner has got a future in front of him. Don't write him off. And every saint has got a past behind him. He was in high school, he was in college, and if his friends have to take out the photos they took, what and what happened and all that, then what way will he stand today? So every sinner has got a future. Give him his future. Let him see his future. And every saint, don't be proud and think I'm somebody great. You've got a past, you've got a history, and what were things you had done? Yahi ishq alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat. This is the sign of the love of Allah. There is the guarantee of the love of Allah. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And when you reach this condition, then sometimes with your tongue you are making zikr. You'll get tired, your tongue will get tired. Then with your heart you are engaged with Allah Ta'ala. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. The sum total of my life, the balance sheet, that what have I achieved in my life. It's not our bank balance, our shops, our properties. And that also, and may resist ka sahara, the support of my life. Like a person is in ICU, he's on ventilators, he's on a life supporting machine. So what is my life supporting machine? What is my, the sum total that I've earned in my life? Tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me jamarna. To love amongst your lovers, that is what is what will go with in the qabr. Dunya's things are not going to go in the qabr. Nobody's jets went with him in the qabr, nobody's cars went with him in the qabr, but this love of Allah. And of all things, the most valuable is love of Allah. More than our ibadat also, the love of Allah is the greatest thing. But don't bluff ourselves that I got no namaz, I am weak, but I got great love for Allah. Don't bluff ourselves also. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. And really, for many, perhaps all of us here in South Africa, I speak on behalf, I may be wrong, but we had no idea, myself personally, we had no idea that even there was a thing that existed like the love of Allah Ta'ala. It was our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali who made the people, not only of South Africa, of the world aware that the love of Allah, and that's your first faraz, to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. As Professor Salman Nadwi, Rahmatullah Adamat Barakatum, once told our Shaykh, very good you came here to South Africa. Well, otherwise all South Africans were dry people, brittle people, just break off easily. Only ibadat, only everything, halal, haram, this is not right, that is not right, that is all. Love of Allah, they didn't know there was a thing like love of Allah in deen. And you came and you made them wet. Now that sick can bend also, it doesn't break. When it is dry, just little bit it breaks also. That is how we are. We were like that person who asked that rahib, that priest, I kill 99 people. Hard person, hard, strict rules, 99 straight jahannam. But when he met a soft person who knew the love of Allah, he said, Allah forgives, you just make tawbah. And Allahu Akbar, tawbah is that thing that in 1 second. Now as we sit, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, we are sitting in a majlis and a person made tawbah, or the whole majlis made tawbah. Before they get up from that gathering, everyone is a waliullah. To become a waliullah, just make tawbah of your sins and then remain firm. The minute you make sincere tawbah, Allah puts the crown of wilayat of friendship on your head. And in 1 second in your heart you think, Ya Allah, what life I led, I'm making tawbah. Immediately Allah puts the crown of friendship on your head, crown of, you are wali of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Now just look after the crown, don't let it fall. If it falls off also, not such a serious. Allah is that merciful being. Just make tawbah again and it's back on your head again. As long as you carry on, you make tawbah, Allah puts it. At-taibu min adh-dhamb kamalla dhambala. A person who makes tawbah of his guna is like a person who never committed a guna ever. At-taibu habibullah. A person who makes tawbah is the Allah loves that person. And the people who innal mustaghfirin, those who make istighfar, Allah will put them on the stage of the people of taqwa, the people who never committed sin. But you make tawbah istighfar, Allah will raise you and put you on the stage of those people who have got taqwa. So Allah, learn the love of Allah, the mercy, the kindness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. This you will get from the friends of Allah. Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. We learn from your friends of Allah how to give our lives at your threshold. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, battle of Uhud, 70 Sahaba one day became shaheed. What was this love of Allah when they gave their lives like this? Until that is not there, you can't forget, you won't come for Maghrib namaz also, which is perhaps the easiest namaz, and where we normally get our biggest crowds. Forget Fajr, you can get up. If you got love, Fajr is easy for you. Tahajjud is easy for you. If you got love, wallah, to save your eyes from haram woman is easy for you. But if you haven't got that love of Allah, you won't. You'll fall into temptations easily. So develop the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. These are your help that you give us. Meri jaane na tawa ka tere gham par sabr karna. My weak body, and I can control myself from all these temptations of guna, etc. This is only your kindness, O my Allah. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. It is a gift from you. It is a magnet, that secretly magnet, you don't see anything, but how it pulls, you are pulling us towards you. Mere nala e nadamat tere sange dard pe karna, that now I turn in tawbah to you and I come to you, I put my head in sajda and I'm crying, ya Allah, make me maaf. This is all your gifts. Mera har khata pe rona hey, yehi meri tala, hey, yehi meri tala fi, to cry on my sins. Oh Allah, this is how I can reconcile and balance my statement again. Allah gave us you can't reconcile. So many gunas you have committed. But the way Allah has given you by which you can reconcile, make tawbah istighfar. And your whole account comes right. Teri rahmato ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa ka. And it's only your favor you forgive my sins. Otherwise, where should I be? You forgive, and you are so, everyone you forgive. The one who killed 99 people, 100 people you forgive. The one who was 1,000-year kafir, you forgive him. And in 1 second, that kafir becomes a Muslim. Who was a Jahannami becomes a Jannati. Who was hated by Allah becomes the beloved of Allah. In 1 second, how kind is not Allah Ta'ala? Teri shani jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. This is how you pull people towards you. And this is how you make the tarbiyat, mature people from stage to stage, you take them. And you make them your beloveds and your friends. And as Maulana said, then you become Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains that if you have a medical illness, doctors treat you, you get better, alhamdulillah, but they don't give you a doctor's certificate. You stayed 6 years in a hospital. Now you are better, you send you out, they won't give you a doctor's certificate. But in the Khanqah, you come with spiritual disease. You stay 40 days, you have become better. Now they'll give you a doctor's certificate. You can treat other patients now. You are in a position now that you treat, you become Khalifa. You get ijazat and you treat other patients. This is in the spark of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri shaan e jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari. Mere jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. And then you'll reach that stage that all the time you remember Allah. Now many of us will think very hard, how can you remember Allah Ta'ala all the time? That a person who, I usually give this example, his mother's name, sister, auntie's name is Fatima, he doesn't get enjoyment in the name. But now he's getting engaged to a girl whose name is Fatima. Now it's different. Now even the pronunciation, he won't just say Fatima, Fatima, Fatim, Fatli, Fatu, he'll get cross. How can you say it like that? Properly, Fatima. He'll go to Maulana and he'll say, make the pronunciation of Ta. I must say it properly, I can't just pronounce it. And at night he can't sleep. And in a sing-song, Tarunnum, Fatima, Fatima. He's thinking of her. He falls asleep. He wakes up with her thoughts. He falls asleep with her thoughts. No, Allahumma bismika mutwa. Now one way only Fatima. There is a different story. After he marries poor Fatima, after 3-6 months, he'll fight like cats and dogs with her. But at the moment, he's madly in love with her. So that Allah who created not one Fatima, millions of Fatimas, millions of Khadijas and Aishas, millions of beautiful waterfalls, and the sun rising over the sea, and sun setting over the mountain, and rivers and brooks and dams, and the sun shining in that water. What beauty! What is the beauty of Allah? You just make your connection. Just like you are not yet engaged with Fatima, so she means nothing. You are engaged with her. When you get married to her, what to say? And when you take delivery, what to say? Eh? That whole night you can't sleep also. Eh? So if you, so to say, get engaged to Allah, get married to Allah Ta'ala, then you get delivery of Allah Ta'ala. And this is the mashayikh who do this. Eh? They will make us to get engaged with Allah, to marry with Allah, and to take delivery. And when now you got Allah in your heart, Allah will come. And what enjoyment you will get when Allah is in your heart. So all the time you will then, you won't understand how other people can understand that you're just thinking of Allah all the time. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. The same thing, that person who got the company of some Allah wala. Not the Allah wala by name only. Not by his face and his appearance. And inside he's doing all other things also. Not that a genuine Allah wala. A person who got that usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. That person knows how to live and how to die. That is all the positive ibadat which Allah has commanded, he does that also. The negative ibadat which Allah has forbidden, he saves himself from that also easily. May Allah grant us these realities. Mufti Ali Damat Barakatum explained about our spiritual illnesses. Physical, we all understand that a person has got high blood, a person has got sugar, whatever, all other things we understand. Spiritual illnesses, just to explain that point a little further, one of the Khalifas of Mawlana Abrarul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali was hospitalized. He was in Bombay Hospital. So they wanted to operate on him, surgery they wanted to do. So they needed his signature to sign. So he said, first I will ask my spiritual doctor. So the doctor was surprised, Hindu doctor, who is a spiritual doctor? We are your doctors, we treating you 24 hours, day and night. Who is the spiritual doctor you're talking about? He found a good opportunity. He told him, gather all the doctors, private clinic, bring them, and I'll explain to you people who a spiritual doctor is. They gathered all the doctors. Then he said, see, regularly you people take our blood and you test how much sugar, how much cholesterol, and how kidney function, thyroid function, this function, you do a lipogram, all the cholesterol of the heart, all the details, you check all those things. He said, yes. He said, can you check in that blood test, have you got that blood test, to see how much pride I got in me? They say, no, that it doesn't show. How much anger I got in me. How much love of dunya. How much jealousy I got in me. How lot of my bad temper and bad language I got to your test show. They say, that is a spiritual doctor. So that treatment we need also. And then Mufti Saab also explained that you go to the doctors, they'll diagnose, they'll give you treatment. And your work gets done. And yeah, also the spiritual doctor will diagnose. And very easy, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali say, let two alims sit in front of me. And just for about 5 minutes, they don't talk, they're just sitting, and I will be able to say who needs spiritual treatment and who doesn't need. I'll be able to see who is sick, who is not sick, what sickness he's got. So, and this is not to do with alimul ilmul ghaib. It is so clear, just like Mufti Saab gave that example, the mechanic walks to the back of your car and he sees your exhaust is burned black. He says your rings are finished inside the car. The pistons, they need new rings. It's eating oil, burning black. Okay, so you don't say, my mechanic is a big buzur. He gets kashf, he gets ilm-e-ghayb. That he can see from the back, he can see the middle or inside the engine, he can see. What a big buzurg my mechanic is. No, it's a simple, straightforward thing. Just like that. What your murids also, you see clearly. It's not difficult. And you sum them up. And then you have diagnosed, you give treatment also. But if they don't take the treatment, what can you do? And sometimes the sheikh, how many? Our sheikh also, heart used to burn. He used to cry. He said, I'm giving so much treatment, you people are not taking my treatment. One time I was by Hazrat in his room. And I told Hazrat, by your barakat, we are getting the enjoyment of Jannat in this dunya. He called all the people in the Khanqah. He said, repeat what you said again. He said, this is what I want. That you people must become, Islam has come to give us enjoyment of Jannat in dunya. If we are not getting that, we are all the time parishan, we're making others parishan also. Then it's a cover up. It's just a smoke screen that we have got of our piety and our buzurgi. We're not taking. So simple, just like yesterday I was mentioned, Ibrahim gives us water. One place I mentioned for 1 week how you must hold the glass. No treatment, and no response whatsoever. And practically I was showing it that how you must give it. But still nothing. So if you don't take the treatment, you can take the horse to the water. But you can't make him drink. So the sheikh will diagnose and the sheikh will prescribe also. But to take the medicine is up to us. If we don't take the medicine, doctor gave you the most expensive, the best medicine. And you call your engineer and you had a beautiful gold case made. And you put it there in the gold case. And you say, what a doctor and what medicine. But you're not taking it, what's the use of it? To take the medicine, to praise the doctor all the time. And to praise the medicine, but you're not taking the medicine. That is important. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Ameen.
That much I wanted to say, inshallah. And then we started our discourses, our talks from Juma yesterday about the same ayat. I will just again, for those who are not here, very briefly, and today alhamdulillah use technology in a good way on the website ka.org.za, all these bayans are there. If we follow the bayans from yesterday, this bayan will make more sense to us. I'll just briefly summarize it, but follow it there, and then inshallah we'll get more. That Allah Ta'ala declares in this ayat with absolute certainty. And whenever the ayats of the Quran, we read Quran Sharif, or we hear a bayan, take it that my Allah is personally speaking to me. Like we have laser bombs. That bomb will come, and now bullets also they have made like that. You fire the bullet and where its target is, it will go zigzag, it will go up and down, but it will go and hit its target. So just like that, our rosy also Allah has put laser on him, musawwamatan. Every person's one drop of water, what is meant for you, it's no matter where in the world it will come to you. And one grain, no matter where in the world it is, it's meant for you, it will come to you. There's a lot of detail, a lot of examples, but at the moment we haven't got all that time. But it has to come to you. So in the same way, Allah tabaraka ta'ala's kalam is for you personally. Allah is speaking to you. And if Allah is speaking to you and you don't pay attention to Allah, and you just turn your face away, what a sad case. Man a'radha an dhikri, that I'm reminding my banda, I'm telling him, but he's just turning his face away. From Allah you're turning your face away. You turn your face away from your child, he gets upset and offended. From your wife, he gets upset and offended. From Allah Ta'ala. So let us take this, not just like a bayan. One maulana came, he's making a bayan. But that my Allah is speaking to me and speaking to me personally. So Allah says, undoubtedly, definitely, I've given that person success. And that also we explained yesterday more in detail. Success is not outside a person, it is inside a person. The Jews have made us fools to think that your success is in material possession, in outside things. Usually also I say, I just add that you got a beautiful mansion, double story or even triple story, 6, 9, 10, 12 bedroom house you got. And you're so proud that that house, your value is according to your house. But in that house is a mouse. And that mouse is living free of charge. He doesn't have to pay water and lights, doesn't have to maintain, the washer is gone, some latch is not working, you have to fix it up. And mouse, it just comes out at night when everything is quiet, and in dim light, very romantic, it comes and finds its food, and it eats and it goes. So if your value is according to your house, that mouse also got value. And if your value is according to your BM which you are driving and your Ferrari and that, then there's a fly also in there. And the fly is flying free. And it goes, it doesn't have to fill petrol, doesn't have to do anything. We were here in Namibia in one place. Our host is building a masjid in a location, local African people's location. There was a musalla, but now he's building it up, so he took us to make dua to go and see. When we went there, I saw this many times, but there it hit me at that time, it struck me as we were driving in the location. We saw that many people in their yards, they are sitting under the trees. It was about 11 o'clock or so of the day, half past 11, relaxing, sitting comfortably. So then it struck me, the poor town, city people who work the whole year, they save money to go for a holiday. Then they have a breakfast 10 o'clock, and they sit outside under the trees and they relax. They relaxing every day. We whole year you have to work so hard, and you have to save up so much money, then you go and relax. Only difference is we relax and they are lazy. When they sit like that, they are lazy. When we sit like that, we are relaxing. That's the only difference, terminology. But otherwise we're doing the same thing. Whole year we save money, and some people go twice a year for. Some go to Malaysia and go to Mauritius and go to Thailand for holiday. And all this money that they are spending, etc. And it's a prestigious thing that you are spending. And where you go and stay? In a hut. They are staying whole year in their hut. You go and stay 1 year, 1 week in a hut, you leave your beautiful big mansion, and you go and stay in a hut. Oh, now I got the prestigious. I went to Malaysia with that, how those huts were, the chalets, how they were. They will call them huts, we will call them chalets. Only the difference, but the same thing we are doing. They are having braai every day. We now and then we have a braai. They are braaiing every day. And poiki course, that course, they every day having poiki course. We now and then we have, so we're just fooling. What fools they have made of us. So, may Allah Ta'ala guide us and give us proper understanding. So this success which Allah is not in things outside you, it is what is inside you. You are not what people make you, you are what you are yourself. And that is what your value is. So Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحْ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. And then the method also, briefly we spoke about, in order the diagnosis Allah has given, and the prescription, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ, to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. On that we spoke a little. And then, فَصَلَّى. Then your namaz will become namaz. There are two types of namaz we explained. One is that namaz which the Quran Sharif itself says, وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. There is destruction, there is azab for the people who make namaz. What kind of namaz? Look in front also. That الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, who are totally unmindful of their namaz. They don't make namaz at all. They make without wuzu. They make just slapdash namaz. They just no concentration, nothing. Their namaz is just an outward show, nothing. That namaz is a cause of destruction. But also namaz, Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. There is the other kind of namaz that makes you totally successful. So this namaz will make us, so make that namaz which will every rakat, every sajda, you are making mi'raj, you are reaching Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then there are two impediments, two rukawats, two things blocking us of reaching Allah. Yes, one more thing in between before I come to that which I wanted to say. Maulana Imran, Allah give him jazaa khair, he was asked to read out about Muashara today. All of us understood what he read? Can anyone tell me what he read? Today, it's too high. That is the subject matter. Where's Maulana Musa? It's beyond. It's just, he was reading it out. Can anyone tell me one point of what he read? It must be so simplified. It is, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should become so angry on in the Ash'ar or even in Bayan. You use words which people won't simply understand. You say simplify, make the people understand. Your idea of giving a Bayan is not you want to impress the people. And your whole Bayan goes over the heads of the people. Hey, that nobody understood what you say. No, it is, and say little, but explain it properly. Let the people get the message what you are trying to say. Not just, for example, one beautiful point in there, if we can recall that service, khidmat, is the shell, and comfort is the kernel, the nut inside. So the actual way, reason of making khidmat is to give comfort. If you are giving khidmat, but you are causing offense to the person, you are upsetting the person. For example, you're getting visitors, and now you have to receive them at the airport, etc. You're going to put them up. Now you haven't made proper preparations before. You are doing service, khidmat you are doing. But now you make him wait 20 minutes at this point, half an hour at this point. Inside there are no preparations. Now you are taking all the food and you are putting it and all that. You're causing inconvenience. You are making khidmat, but you're not giving comfort. For example, you put your visitor to sleep. Every 10 minutes you knock on the door. You're all right. You need anything. The poor person just about to fall asleep. You again knock on the door. You're all right, you need anything. You're doing what khidmat you're doing. You're staying awake the whole night yourself also. But you're not giving comfort. So this is the thing to see that you are giving comfort. You put a person, for example, you take off his shoes for him. Eh? And then you trip him. He falls down. You're doing khidmat. But the poor man, you tripped him. You let him fall down. You didn't give him comfort. So, and Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, the whole thing of Muashra, in the family with the wife, you are buying goods for her, you buy her groceries, you buy her clothes, you buy her thing, but are you giving her comfort? You buy all that and say, hey, you are a very lavish man. You spend all my money, you just use it up. Now you bought everything for her. You took her to Dubai and you made her buy whatever she wanted to, and now that one sentence, all that comfort you destroyed it. So we don't understand this thing. So this has to be simplified very, very much so that we can understand it. It's not that Baji Patel, some of us might remember him, he used to say, some Maulanas make bayan, you have to sit with your dictionary. That they use such jawbreakers that you don't even understand. You have to check up here what meanings, what are they saying. Say it very, very simply and clearly. So this was one very important, the crux of Muashara is comfort to let people. And so you can understand that nobody must be harmed by you. Even animals don't harm your dog also. You're keeping birds as pets. You're keeping fish as pets. But make sure that they get their food on time. The water must be there on time. Don't ever let them suffer in any way. All, the whole sum total, and not with Muslims, with all people. Your Muashara, what is Muashara? There must be no, rage on the road? Road rage. Nothing like that. You must be a courteous person. You must be a driver who is courteous. Give way to other people. All these things are so important. In the house we don't do. You make wudu in the basin. You don't take off the water from your legs. Your wife goes, the mat there is wet. It's very distasteful to a person to use a towel that is wet, to use that mat which is wet, and you're just splashing water wildly. And many of us, how we treat our wives, take off your clothes, just throw it anyhow on the ground. And she's a maid, she must pick it up. How we leave the bathroom dirty, how we leave the toilet. We are the big lords, we can do what we want to. This is Muashara, that correct living. And it must be simplified, and simplicity is the solution to correct living. Takalluf may takleef. Wherever you make takalluf, hey, how many times our friends want to make khidmat? I got the urge to go toilet. Tell them I need to go to the toilet. Now they go before me in the toilet. And then they are cleaning the toilet now. And yeah, it's an emergency. Just now you're going to, something going to happen here. And they're busy now flushing the toilet, doing this. And yeah, you're going to do a dirty job. Even if it's in a dirty place, you do a dirty job. But you are finished, you are relieved. that they're giving so much taklif, and they understand we're making khidmat. So to understand khidmat and to learn to make khidmat is also very, very important. And if you understand this, the object of khidmat is comfort. To give the person comfort, not just that you want to show I'm making khidmat, but that you are giving comfort to the person, that is very, very important. So anyway, So two impediments in this path of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah explained. One is, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You are giving preference to worldly life, the love of this dunya. That has killed. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَ. The root of all sin, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا, is the love of this dunya. Love of this dunya is... So let us just try and explain what the reality of this dunya is briefly. Unfortunately, time does not permit to go into much detail. Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, what a great man. In his khanqa, he had this frame there. And on the frame was, جو بشر آتا ہے دنیا میں یہ کہتی ہے قضا میں بھی پیچھے چلی آتی ہوں ذرا جیان. Whichever human being comes in this world, as soon as he is born, جو بشر آتا ہے دنیا میں یہ کہتی ہے قضا, موت declares and says, میں پیچھے چلی آتی ہوں, I'm behind you all the time. If you know your enemy or the police, there is a warrant of arrest for you, and the cop is just behind you, what's your condition? When you just see that blue light flashing, what's your condition? So that blue light, or rather red light of Malakul Maut, is flashing behind us, but we are not aware of it. میں پیچھے چلی آتی ہوں ذرا دھیان رہے. Keep this in mind. In other words, I'm following you, and on the appointed time I'll take you, and we have given you time in this dunya to prepare for your akhirah, where you are preparing for dunya all the time. Monopoly is a game many of our children play. I'm not speaking about the masala point, whether it's jais or not jais, but I'm giving an example. In that game, somebody got an aeroplane is traveling in, somebody got a ship, somebody has got a car, then somebody is buying properties, somebody is buying elite high properties, somebody is buying toilets also, and somebody has got a filling station also. Now you are building hotels on there, then you are building motels on there, then you are collecting rent, then you are taking loans from the bank also, and then you are robbing the bank also. And all the thing happens, you play 2 hours the game, and the game is over. Now with that monopoly money, can you buy one chappis? You worked out everything. I got 20 million. I got 50 million. Now you are big glanis. I'm sitting with 100 million. I'm sitting with 20 million. But you can't buy one chappis. You can't buy one box of matches with that. The same, wallah, we are so proud. It's exactly Allah has given example. It's monopoly we are playing in this dunya. Now we're buying this elite property. Now we are collecting rent. Now we are putting an extra apartment. I'm going to collect more rent from there. Now I'm doing this. At the time of maut comes, the people make hisab kitab. He was worth 20 million. He was worth 100 million. He was worth so much. But in the qabr, that won't help you one bit. Even if they have to put it with you in your qabr. In the days of before, even in the Arabs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person passes away, 3 things follow him. That was in those days. His family, which till today also goes, his amal, his actions, which nobody can see, but they are going with him, and his wealth. In those days, the wealth also, they should take it well. In Chinese people also, it was, they should bury the person with his wealth. So one bright spark, he told them, give me all that, I'll put a check in place. Put a check in there, and you give me all that. Just like that, one person, bright spark also, somebody went for collection, so he gave a check, a huge amount. 50,000 rand, 100,000, a big amount. So they told him, sign it also. He said, you mustn't make your name known. What you give with your right hand, the left hand mustn't know. So I won't sign the check. So all this kind of tricks is not going to help in the qabr. Even if they put all your wealth in the qabr, then also it's not going to help you one bit whatsoever. In fact, it will yawmat tuhwa biha. جباههم وجنوبهم وزهورهم هذا كنز ما كنتم تكنزون ما كنستم This is your wealth, and with that wealth you'll be smited. Today when collectors come, ulama explain, people come to you, and then you first, you turn your back from them. You tell the secretary also, say, I'm not here. So you'll be smited at the back. And when you speak to them with frowns on your head, hey, you collectors. All the time you people are fraudsters. You people are robbers. Now you've got frowns on you. So with that you will be smited on your... So that is in the qabr. This money here, what is going to help us? So this dunya is not a thing to go up. To have dunya, if you love of dunya, then you are dunya dar. But you have dunya and you're fulfilling the rights of it. You are maldar. To be maldar is not haram in Islam. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf was so wealthy. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu. And in fact, one time we were in Medina Sharif, and Sheikh Muhammad Awama, great Arab alim, told me that Arabs went also in the whole world. Everywhere you'll find Arabs. But the ulama didn't follow them. So they got lost in dunya. You see, you Gujarati people, you people also went in the whole world. Wherever you go in the world, you'll find a Gujarati there. But the ulama followed them. So their deed got saved. So I accepted it. It came in my mind. He visited us in South Africa. So I told him, Sheikh, what you told me, I agree. But with an amendment. That the Arabs went, the ulama didn't follow. Gujaratis went, the ulama didn't follow. But the business people, they called ulama. They, from wherever they went, Barbados, England, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, they called ulama, and the ulama came. So their deen got saved. So the business people have got a great share in Islam. From the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did business. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu, her wealth, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her so much dua, that with her wealth, how much he propagated Islam, and she sacrificed it. Hazrat Abu Bakr, what a big businessman. In fact, when he got Khilafat, first day he's going to do business. Umar, no business for you. You have to look after the Ummah from today. And the state treasury will pay you. But you have to see to the needs of the Ummah. So business people have got a great share. I'm not talking of that. And that is not haram. That is great, meritorious. But this love of dunya. And also many people have got aspirations to do work of deen. But to part with money. And from my experience, the more you get, the more harder it is to part with the money. And when you part with it also, even your own family, ihsan jatana, which is such a terrible, terrible, horrible thing which the Quran Sharif says. What's that? That's Supana. لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والفضل. You do good and then you destroy it, you tell the person. How many people, the family, they tell him, you know how much you cost me. You know what I have to do. Now what is the use of that? So learn again that khidmat and for comfort. Don't just do all the work of deen also, but then you destroy it. There are so many cases like that where people serve the ulama also. But in one sentence, they wipe out everything. So look after what we do. Don't destroy what we are doing. So anyway, this dunya, the mort is just behind us. And we have come in this dunya in any case, not to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I didn't come to make tijarat in this dunya. After Nabuwat, there is on record, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did any business transaction. He said, I came to make the tasbih of Allah, to praise Allah ta'ala. So that is our object. Khaja Azizul Hasan sahab Madzub rahmatullah alayhi says, Lutfe dunya ke hai kai din ke. For how long is the enjoyment of this dunya? And then again, it isn't really enjoyment. It is more of a headache. This dunya, you build a beautiful house. You furnished it, everything. One friend of ours, his father, old man, he says that a person cherishes, I wish I can get a plot. That is when you haven't got anything, I get a plot. Now you get a plot, now your next worry, build a house. Now when you build a house, it's not your end of the story, it's the start of the story. Even if you're not going to stay, you're not getting a tenant, but you have to pay the basic electricity charges, basic water charges. You have to maintain it. Now it's a headache for you. How many people are sitting with properties which are more headaches for them than what they are getting? They are spending more. And all the time the worry. So this enjoyment of dunya, it's an apparent an illusion of enjoyment of dunya. Lutfe dunya ke hai kai din ke khona jannat ke maze unke liye. Don't lose the enjoyments of jannat for the sake of this dunya. How many times really, literally, we sell our iman for petty gains of this dunya. Small things we sell. For example, you see a woman, you are now totally overtaken by her. So much so, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when he was still in India, one day they were traveling by bus. The Hazrat with his friends were sitting on the back seat, and right in the front seat there was a Hindu man, 90 years old. And then a girl came and sat on the other seat next to him. And he started gaping at her, not only with his eyes open, but his whole mouth open also. And in all probability, no teeth in his mouth also. And his mouth also wide open, eyes also. Conductor told him, Kaka, ticket lelo. Kaka, pay your money, buy your ticket. Where? Kaka is in another world. And he shook Kaka. Kaka, ticket lelo. Kaka is not hearing a thing. Kaka is in another world. So with that now, how many of us, and today, so sad. Good people, at least these are those who are still writing for a remedy, that we are addicted to porn. Good people, and we are just addicted to porn. And how many are not writing, just carrying on with all that? Hey, and if you are addicted to porn, and with this filthy woman, one is, your eyes fell on a woman, now and then, you keep your eyes, you control that they fell, you took enjoyment also looking, and you made tawbah istighfar. That person will be saved. But that person who has made it his hobby to look at women, this addiction of porn, looking at women on the streets, etc., there is a great fear that your mort will come without iman. And then everything is destroyed. Kona jannat ke maze unke liye. And remember, one time we went to one place, and there were all these women dressed in their way. Allah put in my mind, temptation is there to look. You get enjoyment in looking. But if I look and take the enjoyment, mustn't happen, I miss my hoors of Jannah. And forever and ever you will get enjoyment. I will miss my Jannah, lose my Jannah. And if you just lose your Jannah, it wasn't so bad. But if you don't get Jannah, there is no third place, then it's Jahannam. And how terrible that will be. And for the sake of this one glance, or lena dena kuch nahi, just to look, an imaginary enjoyment. You just all you are fantasizing and you are enjoying. How sad, how many people, when the halal wife, they are sleeping, fantasizing of other women. Is zina they are making, you making zina with your own wife. Then you are fantasizing of other women. So this dunya, this is muhabbat of dunya, which destroys a person. So, and just looking at other women, Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif's riwayat, La'an Allahu an-nadhir wal-manzoor ilayh. Allah curses. A person is wrapped in the flames of Allah's azab when he's looking at another woman. And who can get enjoyment when you are looking at another woman and you are in flames and you are burning and you are enjoying? This is not a stupid person, it's not a mad person, it's not an idiot, it is a person who hasn't got iman. And it comes in the hadith, when you commit zina, iman goes out of you. That is why you are enjoying it. If you had iman, you will feel guilty, your eyes fell, your desires were there, but immediately tawbah astaghfirullah, and then you keep away. But if that iman is taken out, you are looking properly, iman is gone out, and it might have to come at that time. What a sad case. So, kona jannat ke maze unke liye, ye kya e dil, tu bas phir you samaj. And oh heart, understand, if you did this, what have you done really? E dil, tu bas phir you samaj, tu ne nada gul diye tin ke liye. Oh stupid, ignorant person, foolish person, you gave away a rose and you took thorns in its place. For us to understand it more easier, a little 3-4 year old child, he found his daddy's safe was left open, daddy didn't close it, lock it, and there was a diamond there shining, and children like shining things, so he went, he took the diamond and he's playing with it outside on the road. The ice cream vendor going past, he said, oh, this boy has got a diamond. He tells that boy, give me that stone, I will give you one ice cream. That boy got no value of the diamond, but ice cream, cone, nice, filled up with ice cream. It's got lot of value to the boy. Happily he will give the stone away and take the ice cream. But he doesn't realize in that diamond, there are how many ice cream factories in that diamond. That he does not realize. So our kalima, we don't realize what are ice cream factories. What jannat forever and ever in jannat. Khalidina fiha abada, forever and ever. Where there is no fear of mort. There is no fear of old age. Jannat, you won't need Viagra also. Jannat, you won't need anything. Your enjoyment forever and ever. And your wife will be virgins forever and ever. And they are such that nothing will come out of their noses. No monthly periods for the woman in Jannat also. No toilets in Jannat also. There a person will eat and you won't get full. You'll eat just for enjoyment. Yes, sometimes some dawat, mashallah, so when the soup comes, you don't want to stop with the soup. When the next meal comes, that is so delicious. You can't stop. But now finally your stomach gives up. If you can't take more. But in Jannat you will keep on eating just for enjoyment. And how will it get digested? Just with sweet smelling perspiration. Yeah, if you don't take your regular bath, you start smelling. But there the perspiration will be sweet smelling. And or one belch, and that also not with a terrible smell. With a sweet smell, and all that food will get digested. What fruit of Jannat? Yeah, in this dunya, you take one guava and you are eating it. Very sweet, mashallah. You're so happy. You're telling everyone, you take the next bite, you see a worm walking there. Now you're wondering, I don't know how many worms I ate already. But Jannat's fruit you will enjoy. And every time you taste it will be better than the previous one. The same fruit will be better than the previous every time. And there when you see, you praise that fruit, how enjoyable. Not a worm will come out, a hurul in will come out from the fruit. What to say about it? So this dunya is not a thing to hanker about at all. Allah gives it, no problem. Use it correctly. Use it for the benefit. And also in that case, I've spoken of this many times, but it doesn't register. But alhamdulillah, many, many wealthy, wealthy people in our society, in our community. In the past, remember also an Islamic government, they don't take taxes from people. All the Islamic governments. How did they run? By and large, their whole functioning was by awqaf, waqaf. Rich people, what things they had made waqaf. Waqaf for roads, complete. A person, all his income, after I die, all this, or in his lifetime, we went to one place above Mombasa, I'm forgetting the place's name. There was an Arab sheikh, Muhammad, very, very good person. And if you say he owned half of that town, it won't be perhaps an exaggeration also. But the people say, this filling station, waqaf for madrasas. That filling station, waqaf for masjids. And for everything waqaf, in the history of Islam, we see people made waqaf for looking after stray animals, cats, dogs, a complete waqaf for them. People use their money like that. So Allah gave us transfer it to akhirah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, Allah gave you, don't leave it here behind. Send it forward, when you go there you will get it. But how many of us do this? Today if we donate also, we feel we are doing a favor. We donating to the masjid, to the madrasa. Whereas if we do this awqaf, they were complete awqaf for just for women, without women. Women in difficulty, orphan children, and they were looked at. And many of us will still remember in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, there was this rubat. These hotels, Tonka ki rubat, Bhopal ki rubat, women build these rubats. With all the money they had, this hotel that when people from our area will go, they will stay there. Sabu Siddiq Musafir Khana in Bombay. These people, our people, they spend their money in all this. So this is where we must use our money. Not just we are piling it up, what is the use of it? And then how many times crooks then we hear, oh, they bought bowling here. You kept so much money and now they just came and they, and what kind of crooks also? Allahu Akbar. Like in the past also they were this kind of crooks. Also I remember this point, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah Ali was a student, he was studying, he was going home for holidays. The crooks waylaid him, and they stole everything from the people, his notebooks where he had noted all his things, which so valuable things, and for him, more than all the money what they stole, they took his book. He said, please give my book back, that is my treasure, everything of mine is in there. That crook made the sihat to him and told him that what's the use? Your knowledge must be in your heart. It mustn't be in books. That knowledge in books is no use. It must be in your heart. The crook made the sihat to him. Now lately in Joburg, a few cases where the crooks came. One lady, she was reading Ayatul Kursi. The crook completed it for her. He read the whole Ayatul Kursi. And then he told her, your problem is you're not making namaz. The crook is saying. She says, there's my burqa, I make my namaz. There's my burqa, I make my namaz. How many places they went, they say, you're not paying your zakat, we came and collect the zakat. So it's up to, we're not doing the right thing. So the jaise karni, waise bharni, it boomerangs and hits back to us. So anyway, this dunya is not a thing. One poet says, yahi tujhko dhoon hai, ke rahu sabse baala. This is your worry, I must be separate, unique. Sabse nirala, everything, especially women when they go for wedding, for any function, nobody must wear the dress they wore. If somebody got that same dress, it's a pretty big fight there. So they just want to be different all the time. Ho fashion nirali, ho zinat nirali, my fashion, my way, my beauty, I must just be separate. Jia karta hai kya yu hi marne wala. A person who is to be more malikul maut is behind him and is walking to his qabr. Is this your life? Worrying of fashion all the time, worrying of what kind car I'm driving, what kind house I got, what kind money. A person who's preparing for akhirat, this is your life. Husne fani ne tujhe dhoka me jana. The temporary beauty of this world has put you into deception. Agar husne fani par tu jayega, if you'll go on this temporary beauty of this dunya, the glitter and glamour, the temptation of this dunya, agar husne fani par tu jayega, to fani dunya se tu dhoka khayega, you will be deceived by this temporary world. Ye munakash saamp hai, this jayega. This dunya is like a beautiful snake. Snakes, we all must have gone to Snake Park and in Durban, where? The famous So we went, we saw snakes, and some have got so beautiful spots on them, lines on them. Somebody say the snake is so beautiful, I'm going to embrace the snake at night and sleep with the snake. What will happen? This dunya is really a snake. And you sleeping and enjoying with this dunya, if you are not on deen, if you are not dindar, you are dunya dar, and you are sleeping with the snake, you will be bitten terribly with it. And we see daily this occurrence is happening. People are living or leaving the dunya, big, big legacies, and the children are fighting. The mother is thrown out of the house. Good houses, ulama's houses, mother is thrown out. Mother doesn't get one share whatsoever. It's happening now with us. And they are thrown out. And then, who's eating all the money? The lawyers. And who? Jew lawyers, Christian lawyers, white people, they are handling the case. And all the money they are, for one letter, how much money they charge. And they just prolong the thing and nothing gets done. This dunya, love of this dunya, at this moment in time, a doctor is still in jail. Many, many years ago, he took out an insurance policy on his wife's name, had her raped at iftari time, took her to takeaways, and the crooks came and they raped her and killed her. You can't get far away. What consequences? We are close with the girl's family, so we know the inside details. What were things he had to suffer and go through? A poor doctor who was earning so much couldn't pay his telephone bill. He didn't have food to eat. In fact, one person from Mauritius wrote to me, some of our Muslim people, what big business they had. Huge business, all gone bankrupt, finished. That woman, the daughters who were getting 15 million rupees a month, they didn't have money for milk for their children. This is now 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. all this. So don't be deceived by this dunya. How Allah changed conditions and what happened. And a doctor who is in jail, if he has to come out, he'll be killed immediately. For his own safety, he has to stay in jail his whole life. So this dunya is just a temptation. Pehle bachpana ne tujhe barso khilaya. When you were a child, you were just playing around. Children play all the time. Phir jawani ne tujhe majnu banaya. When you became young person, you became a teenager, then you like a mad person. What teenagers do? What funny, terrible things they do. Burhapa ne aake phir kya kya sataya. Old age came and what troubles. Now your back is paining. Now your knees are paining. Now this is wrong. Now that is wrong. All the time you coughing all the time. Eh? That night when you are sleeping, wind from the top, gas all the time. Wind from the bottom all the time. Wind from the front, wind from the back. And snoring all the time. You are inconveniencing everyone else also. The whole room you make stale with all that smell and that. Windows are closed, no oxygen. This old age, what the person becomes now. Burhapa ne phir aake kya kya sataya. Ajal teri kar degi bilkul safaya. And mort will come and you'll be completely finished. You'll be out of the way. And really how sad, whatever it is, but we in that position. When the people come now for the inheritance to sort it out. Hey, that Darul Iftah handles, that we don't handle. But the fights that take place. And then this one complaining, phoning. That one complaining. It's unbelievable what fights take place. And the husband and wife. And the wife says clearly, Marigyo to Haruchi. He, how much money he left for her. But the wife says, Haruchi Marigyo. And what words also? Exactly these are the words. One woman says, when her husband passed away, make you chalo away jaan chuti. Is this what is life? This is, if we don't bring deen, really our wives will say this about us. Our children will say, don't be fooled with our wealth and our outside picture. Don't try and bluff the people and bluff yourself also. Bring reality. If you have deen in you, then all this will become valuable. Then your dunya will become valuable. Your akhirat will become valuable. Our shares one beautiful poem. Qaza aake. Qaza means mort. Mort came. Qaza aake bahosh ko behosh kar diya. It made the person who was in his full senses, properly he knew what's happening, everything. But when mort came, completely out of his senses. He can't say la, he can't say na'am. Nothing he can do. No signature, no sign he can make. Qaza aake bahosh ko behosh kar gaya. Hangama hayat ko khamosh kar gaya. All this high wage of dunya. Hai bhi karwanu chahe, taan bhi jaonu chahe. Ye bhi karna hai, wahan jana hai. Ye ticket book karo, ye aise karo. Ye meeting mein jana hai. Mort came and finished. Everything is over. One good friend of ours, Allah give him jazaya khair, who helped us a lot in the collection for the Darul Uloom in those days. He was a young man of 40 and he was at the prime of his whole business and everything. He slept way, he was having construction done, buying this property, buying this hotel, that farm. What and what he was doing at the age of 40, he slept in a hotel room never to get up again. What he did for Akhirat, mashallah, he was a prize. That's going to help him. But this dunya, don't be fooled with this dunya. This dunya is extremely temporary and it's going to get. So Allah says, Bal tu'thirun al hayat al dunya. Why don't you follow that prescription of making zikr, turning to Allah, making your namaz? Because your dunya is keeping you back. You want to, your aspirations are good, your niyat. I must do this, I must do that, I'll come for safar, I will do that. But every time, this happened, that happened, sorry, I can't come. This, our dunya keeps us back. The shield is made, go 4 months, go 40 days. What keeps us back? Dunya keeps us back. Hey, that I can't go, my dunya. So we don't give preference to akhirat. We give preference to dunya. And all the demands of dunya we fulfill. The shop, we say, I get rosy from the shop. Shop says, till you don't open the locks, I can't do anything. You have to come. One good friend, I knew him when he was young, elder than us. But he was a poor person, worker for one of our Muslim people. And today, mashallah, he's a multi-millionaire. One day we were talking, he said, "Haan, Mauli sahab, waad to khari, par hera taala to khodwa para. Khodwa para. You have to go and open the locks there." So we say the shop gives me my rosy. Shop say till you don't come and open the locks, I can't do anything. And shop says till you don't put goods on the shelves, and you don't fund all the functioning of the shop, which is so much detail, till then I can't do anything. The example of this is one paralyzed person tells another paralyzed person that you jump on my back and I will take you over the N2 with a heavy Christmas traffic and all that. I will carry you over. Or one blind person tells another blind person, "Come, I'll help you and go walk across the freeway." The shop is dependent on you, you are dependent on the shop. Depend on him who is not dependent on anyone, who doesn't need. That is where you must really depend. But depending on this dunya things, so really, this is a thing that is keeping us away from our Islam. And to realize that we must correct ourselves, the love of dunya. That is the thing we have to work on. And the solution to that also, this impediment, is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to make this whole purpose, and Allah reward. Really, I'm taken off my feet by the brothers of Shepson. What arrangements they have made. What an effort they have made. The da'wah that was given, everything in fine detail, I see everything is done. Allah reward all the brothers of Shepson and accept it and make it a means of hidayat first for us and then for other people also and for the whole world till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Who's? Eh? We spoke to him. Ali Suleiman of Hadi. Take it, don't go in, sister. Read the Ruchak. Ayat, I am answering. Briefly, Bay'at is Sunnah. It's not for us to become Bay'at. But the object of Bay'at, that is one's spiritual rectification. Correction, that is farz-e-ayn for every person. Not for us to become bad to a certain chef, who our heart takes to. Not for us to go to a specific doctor. Which doctor you feel comfortable with, you go to that doctor. So, for our Islam. And then, once a person becomes bad, now, for brevity's sake, a general prescription is given. So follow that prescription, just like doctor will give you antibiotics generally. You go antibiotics. That's not working or something, then he'll referral. Or he'll change your medicine. But normally it's antibiotics, painkillers. That's what they will give you. So the general prescription at the start is that we maintain Islamic dressing. This helps tremendously for a person. That wherever we are, whether we go for a holiday business, but maintain Islamic dressing, unless something stops us, but then as soon as possible come into our Islamic dressing again. Then after that, to read Quran Sharif daily. We don't realize the power and the miracle of reading Quran Sharif. Read Quran Sharif daily. At least 4 or 5 pages for males, so that we make at least one khatam in the year. And one khatam in Ramzan at least. Then one tasbih 100 times of La ilaha illallah. With the first one, and more or less every 10 times, complete the whole kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And with La ilaha, think in your mind, I'm vacuuming. I'm taking out from my heart all the dirt and filth. Love of dunya, jealousy, hatred, pride, popularity, all these things I'm taking it out. And with illallah, I'm putting the correct things in my heart. Imagine a person vacuums his carpet 100 times a day. With Electrolux, all the types of vacuum cleaner. How that carpet will be clean? Your heart. Clean it with the vacuum cleaner of La ilaha illallah. It will purify your heart. It will become so shining and clean. And 100 times Allah. After the first Allah, to use say words of Allah's greatness, like Ta'ala, Shanuhu, etc., it is wajib. Then repeat Allah, Allah, Allah. And with this in mind, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I need you. I can't do without you. You also love me. You come in my heart. Let your love come into my heart. 100 times, Allah is not that being that is going to refuse you. He's going to, Allah will come. And once you got the love of Allah, everything falls into place. So this is an easy way which our Shaykh and our Mashayikh of Chisht have shown us how to reach Allah Ta'ala. And then the next important thing, keep contact with the Shaykh. After you have got your doctor, report back also, give reports what is happening, whether the medicine is working, whether it's having an adverse effect, whether it's having a good effect, keep the contact, then we will progress. So inshallah, Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. I'll read the khutbah in Arabic, Maulana, after that, inshallah. We won't be long now, inshallah, just a few minutes, then we'll make dua, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, nifaq, bid'at, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise with the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with Jamaat in the masjid according to Sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If Hajj becomes compulsory, to perform Hajj. To be always conscious of my Islah and Reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadariya and Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzur, of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'ah. O Allah, as long as I love, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, that afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati, and aman. O Allah, be pleased with us and guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. Oh Allah, accept this gathering. Oh Allah, accept this bayat. Oh Allah, accept us all. Oh Allah, give us dunya, but let us not become dunya dar. Oh Allah, make us mal dar, but let us be deen dar. Oh Allah, let not this dunya be a impediment and a rukawat, a blockage for us to reach you. Oh Allah, let the dunya aid us in reaching you and preparing for our akhirat. Let this dunya not fool us. Let us be on top of the dunya and let us control dunya. Let not dunya control us, oh Allah. Let not our money be our bosses. Let us be the bosses of our money. Let us not be the slaves of our businesses and the slaves of dunya, but rather make us, oh Allah, the bosses, and we use all this for the sake of deen and to make our akhirat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.